A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 13, through chapter 53, verse 12. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond human semblance, and his appearance beyond that of the sons of man. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless. For those who have not been told shall see. Those who have not heard shall ponder it. Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, nor appearance that would attract us to him. He was spurned and avoided by people, a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom people hide their faces. Spurned, and we held him in no esteem. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as smitten, as one smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way. But the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Oppressed and condemned, he was taken away. And who would have thought any more of his destiny? When he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers. Though he had done no wrong, nor spoken any falsehood. But the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the mighty, because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. The word of the Lord. Today is Good Friday. As a child, I had a hard time understanding why the church remembered this day as good. Dark Friday or Sad Friday, maybe, but not good. When Grandma died, it didn't feel good. And the thought of never seeing her again wasn't good either, at least in my world. I felt the same way about Jesus. Good just didn't make much sense. Many years later, I traveled to the small isolated village of Achuapa in the northern part of Nicaragua, as part of a North American delegation with Witness for Peace. The people of Atuapa were suffering greatly. Several weeks before the delegation arrived, Contra rebels, supported and armed by the United States government, raided the village, captured 18 men as they were working in the fields, marched them several hours' distance from the village, and massacred all of them. Their bodies were found days later by a family member of one of the men who had been murdered. I remember the day as if it were yesterday. We walked for several hours in silence with the people of Atuapa, from the village to the site of the massacre. We placed white crosses bearing the names of those who had been killed on the top of a mass grave. We prayed, we sang, and we cried. The grief was palpable as the silence settled in. I searched the life-worn faces of the mothers, fathers, wives, sisters, brothers, and children who were gathered. I wondered if the senselessness of this violence, this slaughter, was as incomprehensible to them as it was to me. I tried to pray as a deep anguish and feeling of helplessness began to well up inside of me. Certainly, there was something I should be doing to ease the pain. Then a small, still voice from somewhere inside said, "These are your sisters and brothers. You are here so that they will know that they are not alone. I too am here with you. I never leave you." In the grief and pain of this day, I touched the grace, the good, in Good Friday. The prophet Isaiah speaks of the suffering servant. It is our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. On Good Friday, we remember that Jesus chose to enter into the darkest of human violence and alienation, uniting himself with us in an unbreakable bond of love. In the Gospel of Mark, we hear Jesus cry out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There is no experience of human alienation, isolation, suffering, or pain in which Jesus is not present. I am not alone, even as I experience the darkness of utter abandonment. This is what Paul knew when he said, "Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ." The Christian message to embrace Good Friday meets its fulfillment in Easter Sunday. In our darkest hours, we are able to remain with hope because we know that Jesus' presence is powerful enough to bring us through to new life. It is good to know that Jesus and I are inextricably bound to one another, that death is but an horizon, that love dispels all darkness. Yes, indeed, this is Good Friday. Amen.